He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And good morning. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. It is Friday the 13th, and typically it is Sanford
what?
And
Sight.
Now, wait a minute.
I didn't know that.
It's Friday the 13th. Yes, it is.
And it's I got out of bed.
The luckiest day of the week.
Oh.
Typically Sanford and Son Friday, but we have the man himself. We have Captain Bill in the house. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to your own show.
Well, good morning.
Now, you're not sequestered in the secret bunker this morning. You're here live.
Yeah, we got a new secret bunker here at the office.
Do we have extra security because you're here on a Friday?
My door will be locked.
Good,
with
perfect.
My big window, you guys can see me and everything, but... Yeah, I need quiet today, you
bulletproof
guys.
Bulletproof glass.
Don't be talking about McVegan burgers.
Now, you've turned over a new leaf. You're going to do the newsletters now on Fridays.
Baby, it's going out tonight.
To clear up your Saturdays.
Yeah,
that means more
it.
Fishing on Saturdays.
Oh, you got it.
Give us a Friday
not
the
13th. Not only fishing, but music and whatever, you know, the beach. We live in a great area here. All right, Dow Jones Industrial Average. Guess what? I'm going to say a phrase that has been said how many times since November?
Bill was right again.
No.
Oh, well, we said that one a lot.
No, a new all-time high.
Okay.
22,880. S&P 500 up 4, 2,555. NASDAQ up 17, 6609. Crude oil up 73 cents, 5133. Even the oil guys are happy today. The oilmen in Texas. And Oklahoma are happy today. Gold, they're happy. Up 720 to 1303. How do you like that? Friday the 13th, gold hits 13. Maybe it's going to hit 1313 today. Silver up a dime, 1736. The euro is at 1.1863. Say that in a robotic way. And the 10-year bond is at 2.28. Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio show on this Friday the 13th. This is Bill Gunderson along with Rob Sanford, and we got a pretty decent market going on here this morning.
Now, before we get talking stocks, just for folks that listen to us all over the country on the Salem Broadcasting Network, it's the Wall Street Business Network. I want you to know that we, from our San Diego studios, broadcast direct over to Texas, to Dallas.
Yes, we do.
And we have an engineer over there by the name, he's our board op guy, his name's Taman.
Good guy.
Now, he's a great guy. We love Taman every morning, okay? This morning, Bill, while you were getting ready to come into the show, he says his mom is in the studio this morning. Seeing what he does in the morning, kind of checking up
Taman's
on
Taman's mom, not my mom.
No, Taman's mom.
Okay, if my mom was there, I'd start to
checking up on Taman. So hi to Tammy. I think that's where we got Taman.
Tammy and Taman?
It's Tammy and Taman. So hi to Tammy.
Hi, Tammy. Taman's all right, that guy.
Yeah, he's okay.
Don't give up on him yet, all right? All right, well, the big news is, you know, that was big news yesterday on the Obamacare. Number one, being able to sell across state lines, that's going to drive prices down. Hey, it's just the way it is. It's competition. It's called competition. It's called marketplace. And number two, cutting off the American Health Care Act subsidies to health insurers. Now, that's not good for the health insurers today. We own about four health insurers across our four portfolios. And they're getting hit today. And, well, they should, and I may just move on, you know. There was a big a change yesterday, and the healthcare stocks are having a down day on Trump's order to end subsidies. This is big. And you know who was standing next to Donald Trump yesterday in support of all of this?
Who was that?
You know who. It was the little guy from Kentucky.
Rand
Paul.
The little guy from Kentucky.
What did Trump call Rand? No, that was little Mark.
It was little Mark.
What was Rand?
I don't know what Rand was.
I don't know. But those two.
Frowny-faced Rand.
Those two are buddy-buddy.
Oh, yeah.
And I never thought if they can be buddy-buddy. Anybody can be. But now Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump, Chuck Schumer and Donald Trump.
I don't know.
But Rand Paul, I mean, at least from the Republicans. Now, John McCain's another question. But progress was made. Obamacare is getting fixed to some extent. All right. Now, as the healthcare stocks get slammed, you know, every week in my newsletter, I update the sectors. By the way, Stephen's going to crank with me today on the newsletter. He's in there updating all the graphics for me right now as we speak. And it's going to help Dad a lot, take a lot of the pressure off of Dad. Anyways, I have one area of the newsletter that is the sectors, the best sectors now. I know the name of the show is the best stocks now, but let's not forget the sectors. Let's get rid of the What do you think? What sector do you think has been at the bottom of the heap now for quite some time? The telecom sector. Name me a couple of big telecom stocks. When you think telecom stocks, Rob, which one comes to your mind?
Well, two? I think of a local company.
No, where... I'm talking nationwide. Big.
Oh, big guys.
Yeah.
Oh, like AT&T.
Oh, there you go. Stop right there.
Oh, stop at AT&T.
Yes, okay. I'm gonna. You know the symbol?
Probably ATT.
T. No.
It's just T. Is it really?
Just T. T for two. T for three. Look at this.
T for taming.
Look at what it did yesterday. It's tanking.
Oh my God. T for tanking.
T for tanking. T for taming. T for Tammy.
Tammy.
T for Texas. I mean,
that's right.
And T for Tennessee.
Oh, my goodness. Why is AT&T falling off a cliff like that?
Well, because it's GE. You know, these are the stocks of yesteryear. You know, AT&T at one time was able to print money on their long distance.
Oh,
they
sure.
They had a corner on the market.
Absolutely.
I can remember when my sister was in college. We were at home in San Diego. We could only call her every Sunday evening when the long distance rates went down.
Right.
Remember that? I mean, right. That's how. Mm-hmm. And you know, every once in a while, Dad would get a phone bill that was like, "What?
Where did this?" And itemized and about 30 pages long.
Yeah, my mom had made quite a few long distance calls to my sister during the week because you know how it is.
Oh, sure.
Teenagers, first day year away in school and. AT&T doesn't have that luxury anymore. they've lost subscribers now to their UVerse, is it?
Well, and long distance no longer exists.
No, doesn't exist.
I mean, that's gone.
And their subscribers have gone down now for 6 months in a row. I mean, AT&T is a crappy stock. We had a guy that wrote to us that made the reservations for the workshop in Seattle. And he says, I'm retired and I don't know. I got a 7-figure portfolio with a big, most of it in AT&T.
No.
Yeah, no,
boy.
I remember that. And when we were in Sarasota, and here's what these people think in their mind, okay? This is not rational thinking. This is fuzzy math. AT&T pays a dividend yield of 5.5%.
Well, so that's the focus.
I can make 5.5%. Problem is, it's gone from 43 to 35. That is 20%. It's lost 20%. Add back a 5 from the dividend yield, and you've got a net loss of 15%. Well, I'm still getting my 5% dividend.
Yeah.
You know what? Watch your bottom line.
Sure.
That's how the government thinks.
You know, that's like when you go into a casino and you see these slot machines. Oh, we pay back 98%.
But we keep.
Well, do that for a while,
yeah.
And you're going to lose all your
money.
The
longer you stay,
right.
And the more, it's a slow drain. Okay,
right.
Now, you know, losing 20% to make 5%, that's how the government works. You know, the government will say, well, we had growth because we didn't spend as much money as we spent. We spent $1 billion less than we spent last month. We're still losing $100 billion, right? Don't be thinking like the government. You want to, you know, my income account doesn't have AT&T. It doesn't have bonds in it. That thing is smoking this year. For an income account, I want to say it's up 11 or 12% right now. That's an income account. How many times have I said you want to own dividend-paying stock? But that doesn't mean any dividend-paying stock. That doesn't mean GE and AT&T. That means excellent dividend-paying stocks that also have potential for capital appreciation. That's the best of both worlds. And, you know, when we come back, I'll just give a quick update on the model portfolios. Well, the income account right now, 12.46% before my exorbitant expenses. That's pretty dang good for an income account.
Sure.
All right.
Sure. Now, well, you look at the other ones, and they're even better.
Well, and I mean, this is the worst performing portfolio. The ultra growth portfolio is smoking right now, and so is the big premier growth, my flagship fund. More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford on. What is it? Friday the 13th?
It is.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford sitting here in the studio. I know what you're saying. Where's Steven? Where's the millennial?
He's working on the newsletter.
Where's the young gun?
I like that. I like this change.
He has been reassigned on Friday here. He's now the newsletter monkey.
Let's bring him in for the last 15.
I think that's a good idea. Because typically, this is Sanford and Son Friday.
Let him know what he's doing for me right now.
Now Steven is in there doing all the charts, all the graphs, and updating the newsletter information. So Bill can go in then and put his brain power to it. And Steven is firing away on his laptop.
Fire is flying from his fingers.
That's right. Now today is Steven Gunderson's refiner's fire.
He's updating all the graphics.
Right. He wasn't expecting that when he came in this morning.
He's willingly able to help Dad, so Dad can have Fridays off or Saturdays off. We just got the latest, and we're talking about Seattle's just 3 days away now.
Yeah, we're headed up there, next Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
my goodness, that's fast.
We got the latest fishing report. This comes from one of our clients, Keemer. Last night at 7 p.m., latest on the tuna, there are off the Washington coast 110 miles and small craft warnings with 30-foot seas at 12-second intervals. Can you count to 12? There ain't no way I'm stepping on that water.
I have fished in 30-foot seas one time. And it was maybe 25 years ago.
I never even thought about it.
And it was, I to this day remember it like a searing torture chamber. It was unbelievable.
No, there's just no way.
So we'll see. Hopefully it'll lay down.
There's plenty of fish markets that sell it. You know what? Last night I had seared albacore. I had a seared albacore salad.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, man, that's like manna from. You know, this market's picking up a little steam here, isn't it? Well, we're picking up steam. We are hitting I always want to say our old family's business that we owned. It's Gunderson Capital Management now. It's GCM since 2006. And we're hitting a new all-time high, Rob. And I've promised you guys that, if we hit this milestone,
there's rewards out
which
there.
May come next week while we're in Seattle.
Rewards for the hard work.
I have made a promise to these guys. So
all right.
We're rooting on this Friday the 13th. Okay, back to AT&T. Why do we got to talk about that dog? You know, I'm just going to sum it up by saying AT&T is the perfect example of why you should not buy stocks for their dividend yield. You can argue with me till you're blue in the face, but a mathematician and a common sense guy like me will say, why do you want to lose $20,000 in principal to get $5,000 in dividend? That's a net loss. That's like saying, I bet $100 on this horse race, and look at this. I hit one for $10. But you lost the other 90, pal.
Right.
Come on. That's how the government, that's why we're $20 trillion in debt.
That's right.
Absolutely, because they use that kind of math. Fuzzy, 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 wuzzy. Fuzzy, wuzzy, was it? How does that go?
Fuzzy, wuzzy.
Was a bear.
Fuzzy, wuzzy.
Had no hair.
Hey!
I'm going to start calling you fuzzy. All right. Well, the telecom sector is the worst sector in the entire market right now. The only one worse today is the healthcare sector. We've just had a structural change in the healthcare sector. You've got to rethink all the healthcare stocks that you own right now. And believe me, I do most of my cleaning up in my portfolios on Fridays, even though I trade all week. I've got some hard decisions to make on United Healthcare and Centene, for instance. I'm maybe time to move on. We'll see. Well, Barclays upgrades General Motors to an overweight rating. You know what they like about General Motors right now, Rob?
The electric cars. Yeah,
you got it. Mm-hmm. Where's your song, Electric Avenue? The positive call is based on GM's significant progress on electrification and what else? Autonomy initiatives. You know what an autonomy initiative? That's a self-driving car. And this week is article number 3 in a series of the automotive technology revolution that is taking place. We've covered lithium at length over the last 2 weeks. Today will be a new subject. We'll either be covering solid-state batteries, are they a threat to lithium, or we'll be looking at the LIDAR question, which relates to autonomous cars and who the players are. That's what's critical to me.
In the newsletter?
That's my article this week.
Okay.
So I've got to do a little bit of research. I've got to get my ducks in a row. That's why, you guys got to leave me alone today. It's just me and a box of milk duds. And a bunch of duds in the office. I've got to leave Bill alone.
Now, come on.
I'm going to get a shirt, Friday shirt. Leave Bill alone.
That's right.
Especially my son-in-law.
Bill is invisible.
I don't want to hear it right now. This is a critical day for me. Bank of America beats earnings by 3 cents.
Now, I'm going to make a prediction.
Okay.
That you're going to try this in the office stuff on Friday for the newsletter. It's not going to work. You're going to be back in the secret bunker next week.
No, I can promise you that won't happen.
No, you got to be kidding me.
No.
You spend all day in the secret bunker.
No, it's a team. Steven and I are a team.
Okay.
And he,
all right.
So, no, it's going to happen. All right. What did we say about the banking stocks? Apparently, we were talking about the bank stocks between the break during the commercial we were talking about.
You know, I
how did that happen?
I'll tell you how it happened. Okay. Taman had some problems with his car yesterday and came in late. And nobody can run the board as well as Taman.
Yeah.
And so whoever was in there filling in,
our mics open.
Kind of being the second string guy. Mm-hmm. Came in there and forgot to turn down our mics. And so we just talked right through our commercials.
We have nothing to hide. So.
No, we don't.
But we were talking about the banks.
We talked about banks and McVegans.
That's pretty good.
The whole break.
That's wholesome and hearty talk.
There you go.
Bank of America beats by 3 cents. You know what? I've just said I don't like the telecom sector. I don't like the banking sector. Now, if interest rates start to kick in, don't buy these banks for their dividend yields. We need higher interest rates. We saw J.P. Morgan, it reported earnings this week. Not so good. Just okay, all right? We saw Citigroup, PNC, okay. I only own one bank stock right now, and it's from Argentina.
Argentina. Is that a new country?
Yes, and we will. No, I don't like the bank stocks. All right, now, there has been tremendous... Oh, we also have Wells Fargo reporting by 1 cent, which brings me to another point. Earnings season is now starting to kick in. We've cleared the harbor. The 30-foot seas are out there, and there's flat seas, and there's all kinds of good stuff. And I will be updating the overall market outlook on earnings for this quarter. They've been dropping lately because of the hurricane, the insurance stocks. Well, you know what? We may see some more damage to this quarter's earnings. Not this quarter, but next quarter. The healthcare stocks could have an impact here on overall earnings. So we have to keep our eye on the overall earnings picture for the S&P 500. Earnings have been going up since 2009. That has helped me to stay bullish since 2009. And I'm still bullish, but at some point in time, I'm going to put up the small craft warning because the 30-foot seas are on their way, and we're going to stay in port, Rob. When we come back, I want to talk FANG.
Here
FANG.
We go.
Oh, we're going to sink some fangs into this thing on Friday the 13th. We'll be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
And welcome back here on this Friday the 13th, which is going pretty good right now for a Friday the 13th, if I say so myself. This is Bill Gunderson along with Rob Sanford. This is newsletter day for me. Do I have my game face on yet?
You do. You have since last night. You kind of glaze over and get ready.
I left the eye black at home. But I've got my music going on in my head, and I'm getting focused.
We've got a baseball American League series starting today. Houston and Yankees.
Man, I watched that. That Washington.
That 8-9 win.
That was a classic game.
Oh, it sure was.
It was one of the weirdest games I've ever seen and one of the classic games. My heart goes out to Washington for, you know, they blow it every year somehow. I don't know. Bryce Harper striking out on the last pitch, the down by one run. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah. You know, though, you know,
the Cubs and the Dodgers are going to be a good series, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was a repeat of last year.
I predict right now, you're hearing it first.
Here we go. Houston. Rob was wrong again.
Houston and Dodgers in the World Series.
That's my prediction, too.
And you know, with all the troubles that Houston has had this year, wouldn't it be great for them to come out of this with a World Series win? And we're rooting for Houston.
And with L.A. being a sanctuary city, wouldn't it be great for Houston to just kick their butts right out of town in a flooded stadium?
It would truly be an international series then, because the United States of America versus California.
Well, yes, versus California.
Right.
All right.
That would
well,
work.
The update on the portfolios is, I don't know what got into me last weekend. I sent 12,000 people, my entire portfolio. The newsletter that only goes to clients.
You're a generous person.
To a fault.
To a fault, and, yes, but you are.
It comes back to bite me many times, too. But I'd rather err on the side of generosity than stingy.
You know, I got to say, for the folks that are listening, Bill Gunderson is perhaps the most generous person I know.
Oh, I know of one better.
Who? Oh, the Lord. Okay, yeah. We'll take that. Okay.
I'm sure there's many better than me.
Well, I said that I know. Okay. I know a bunch of stingies.
But anyways, look, the Gunderson Premier Growth Portfolio is now up 87% since 2010 inception, and it's up 20% this year before fees. That's pretty darn good, okay?
Yes, it is.
And the Ultra Growth Portfolio has done even better than that. The Ultra Growth Portfolio, and this is all, I mean, I carefully, this is part of the tediousness of the newsletter. You know, these numbers got to be accurate. All the dividends have to be counted. All the dots, all the I's have to be dotted, and all the T's have to be crossed.
And boy, we hear about it if you make a typo.
Yeah, I know.
One little typo.
I know.
One little.
I know.
Boy, well, they follow your words.
The Ultra Growth Portfolio is up 24.6 so far this year. That includes the $3. No, that doesn't include anything. But you take out the $3.50 trading fees and this and that. And I show both numbers. And the income portfolio, which is just supposed to be for income people, an alternative to the bond market and CDs and whatnot, it's up 12.5% so far this year. So that's some pretty good work, and that's why Rob wants his reward here. If we reach a milestone, we just counted. There's 11 people that I have to on my list, right? For what I promised to these folks, and Bill will fulfill his promise, all right? Okay, well, now we need to talk about FANG on this Friday the 13th with Halloween around the corner. You know, FANG has really extended beyond FANG. Yes, it's Facebook. That's the F. I think you could almost throw FMC in there. The lithium stock, there's two Fs now. Just like your report card, Rob, two Fs. And your dad said you're not going fishing this Saturday. There's two Fs.
Well, the problem was I was going fishing instead of
I know.
Going to school.
I remember about Thursday. You know, my dad planned something every weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Not every weekend, but every Saturday.
Yeah. Some adventure.
Well, we either went fishing, we went to the racetrack, which was he preferred. That's a great place to take your 14-year-old son.
Oh, yeah.
To the racetrack.
Yeah. Teach him how to gamble on
well,
horses.
Well, it was good mathematics for me. Why do you think I was the top math guy? A horse runs 5 furlongs in 59.6 seconds. That's a great workout, man. Or we went hunting. you know, or fishing or something.
They're camping.
And by Thursday at school, I was so excited. Do you remember those
days? Oh, for the weekly adventure.
Oh, my gosh. That was like going to Disneyland for me to spend the day with my dad doing something fun. Mom would go along to the track. She'd bring along. She would study her church lesson.
Sitting in the stands.
Were they night and day? I mean, talk about God and mammon, you know. My mother would prepare her Sunday school lesson at Kalliani Racetrack. Well, Dad is forming out the racing form. That's the home I grew up in. Well, Facebook. Let's begin with Facebook. Let's look at a chart of Facebook. We own Facebook and we own FMC, the two Fs in FANG. Facebook is almost hitting a new high. You know what? They're going to roll out the ability to order food now.
Isn't that something?
Delivery.com, Eat Street, and Chow Now. You can order. We can order on Facebook today, Rob. Take your pick. I'm buying lunch today for you guys, all right? Whether it's order in, that's best for me. That works best for me. Jack in the Box, Panera Bread, Five Guys. You name it.
How about that?
And Facebook will deliver, all right?
In an
autonomous.
Not Amazon.
They have it, too.
But Facebook
everybody seems to have it now.
All right.
Facebook began testing the feature, but now they're ready for a wide U.S. release on your iPhone, your Android, your desktop, whatever. Facebook.
Okay. Maybe they'll call it Facebook.
Yep, maybe. Now, we've talked about A this week, which Amazon and Apple, they've had pretty good weeks, actually. You know, I currently don't own Amazon. It did break 1,000 yesterday. I didn't like their last earnings report. I got out of my Amazon. I made 112% or whatever in Amazon the first, or 83 the first time, and another 40 the second, something like that. Amazon's 1,005 right now. I don't own Amazon. Apple, I do own in my dividend portfolio. That's that income portfolio that's up over 12% this year. The N in a FANG, you know what? I'm going to say it's NVIDIA and it's Netflix. And they're both on the move today. We own Netflix. Netflix last week was the stock of the week, if you read my newsletter. Netflix is a big holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. Netflix is breaking out to a new all-time high today.
Isn't that something?
Netflix is being upgraded by J.P. Morgan. They're raising their target price to $225. The stock's at $198. Goldman Sachs is raising their target price to $235 today. The stock is $198. I continue to like Netflix. NVIDIA is definitely another N. They are a major player. Look at NVIDIA's chart today. You know, there's another A, I would say, Applied Materials. That's Steven still has a live option on that thing. Yeah, you know, he ought to be doing okay on that.
He is. He's killing it.
I just need to disclose that my son has $200 invested in in that Amazon.
$200.
That's his racetrack money that he's invested in there. And there's a couple of N's, Netflix, and there's NVIDIA. Without question, those are a couple of the big players. And we have seen a week this week where FANG has been on the receiving end of some major, major, major inflows. What's the G? Google. Google is Alphabet. Alphabet, look at Google's chart, my friend.
Wow, that's incredible.
We own Alphabet.
You know, I hope that I hope that world famous Ed is putting these charts in the YouTube feed. Because to be able to look over your shoulder at these charts and see what you're talking about.
Fantastic.
If folks want to see what you're talking about, they got to go watch the radio show on our YouTube channel. You go to the YouTube channel, and wow, what a difference it makes to see what Bill is talking about when he brings up these charts.
It's absolutely fantastic.
It's a picture of what it really is. It's amazing.
Absolutely right. Push that watch button there, would you? We get our TV back.
Okay.
Watch on TV. Watch on iPad. There we go. Okay. Let me tell you, Alphabet is hitting a new all-time high today. It's never cracked 1,000. We're going to crack our milestone about the same point that Google cracks its milestone. it's going to break through 1,000.
Well, and you look at the national economy and what's happening behind the scenes to make America the way it is right now. Boy, can you imagine the alternative? Can you imagine how different our country would be had the election gone a different direction?
Well, look, I'd stay neutral.
Well, not me.
Okay. I stay neutral.
Not me. Now, don't get me wrong here. I am no 100% Trumpster. But I will tell you, the proof is in the pudding.
Well, I mean, there's a massive change in our country.
A massive change.
And I can say that. I'm not neutral on that. All right, when we come back, more on the automobile revolution and what's coming in this week's newsletter. This is Bill Gunderson and Rob Sanford.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, who has left the studio. Now, he's out working on the newsletter, and so we have 15 minutes, no, not even that, about 10 minutes of Sanford & Son Friday. Welcome
right.
to the studio, Stephen.
Thank you.
Now, when you came into the office this morning, what did you plan on doing this morning?
I planned on doing the show.
You planned on doing the radio show.
Right. But then I got newsletter duties.
That's right.
And so, then I got pushed back under the radio show duties, and I didn't listen, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh, my goodness. So Stephen's been in the office next door to our little studio here, and because normally Bill is in the secret bunker on Fridays.
Normally.
And he is, he's under all types of bulletproof glass. He only moves around on Fridays via the armored personnel carrier. And Stephen and I do Sanford & Son Friday. Well, Bill got it in his head today that Stephen is going to work on the newsletter on Fridays to free up Bill a little bit from his Saturdays being completely overrun by newsletter duties. So what's he got you doing in there on the newsletter?
I'm updating, the weekly stuff.
Updating the weekly stuff.
So far, I'm just replacing the pictures. Of you who get it, there's a lot of pictures, there's a lot of charts,
graphs,
and there's a lot of pictures from the app,
and they have to be updated every week.
And I'm convinced that I probably can do it faster than he can. So
all right, okay.
Hopefully it helps.
So as you're flying through all the graphs and charts and pictures and things like that, he'll write his article.
Yeah, and part of the problem is that you can't really update too much until the market closes.
Oh yeah, that makes
sense.
So
there's only a few things you can do.
Okay. So that's another way to pin you down all day on Friday. So we can't leave early anymore.
Can't leave early. No. Got to wait till 1.
So Bill has officially ruined our Fridays, because typically Sanford & Son Friday, we kick back a little bit, take off a little bit early, but not today. It's newsletter Friday. Now, if somebody wants to get this new updated version of the newsletter, how do they get it?
They can get it by going online to GundersonCapital.com. Clicking on our newsletter tab and requesting a free 4-week trial if you haven't already received it.
At GundersonCapital.com.
Correct.
All right.
Or you can call us at 855-611-2378.
Okay, that's easy. 855-611-BEST, as in Best Stocks Now.
Yep.
Now, here's the real news.
Okay.
It looks like I'm going to do my best to not be here on Monday because Tuesday morning, I am flying away from my family
for
a week. And I'm going to have long days next week. We'll typically, when we're on the road, we start our morning about 8, and we don't finish our nights until about 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
and that's every single day until we get home. And so I'm going to try and spend Monday kind of gearing up for that.
You going to take your kids out of school?
No.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
But I'll be able to see my wife and pack and get ready. And I've got a few logistics. I've got to go pick up some shirts and do some other things. So nevertheless... that being said, we're headed out to Seattle next week, and you're going to stay here and mind the fort.
Yes.
So if you want to talk to Stephen...
I'll be here all week.
He'll be here all week. He will be the phone answering
Lisa
dude.
Will be gone.
Even Lisa will be gone. She's going with us.
So no one call in next week. If you have questions, just wait.
Just wait. Don't call in. No. Steven is a very capable young man. He will take care of anything that you need. If you want to order takeout food, whatever you need, just call Steven. He'll handle it for you.
Yeah.
And he'll be here all next week by his poor little lonesome running the office while Bill and Lisa and I, and I don't know if Lynn's going yet or not, but we're going to be up in Seattle. Now, where are the two places that we're going to be, Stephen? Will you remind me?
Bellevue
on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Bellevue on Wednesday the 18th.
Yeah.
And that will be at the Embassy Suites. The Embassy Suites. Now, if you go out to East Bellevue on 90, out across the bridge and then way out on East 90, almost to Issaquah, you get out to about 150th. And there's an Embassy Suites out there in East Bellevue. The seminar, what time are we starting?
6:30.
So we're starting at 6:30.
On the dot.
On the dot. We never start church late, okay? We start it right at 6:30. So if you're stuck in traffic, well, you're going to be standing in the back because we're starting at exactly 6:30. And then the next night, where are we going?
Tacoma,
down in the South Bay.
Yep.
And what hotel are we at in Tacoma? Oh, you don't know?
I thought you knew. Usually it's written on the table.
We're at the downtown Courtyard Marriott. So right downtown, old downtown Tacoma, the downtown Courtyard Marriott, the one that hooks up next to the Pacific Grill there. We hear that that's great food. There's another place down there called, I forget. Anyway, it's another place that we're recommended highly to eat down there. And that seminar will also start at 6:30. Now, here's the news.
Pacific Coast Grill?
No, Pacific Grill. Oh, I think it's what it's called. Never. It's the Courtyard Marriott.
There's a Pacific Coast Grill here.
Is there really?
So I was kinda,
you know, people like to name things after the ocean.
Yeah.
All right. So having said that, we did have a couple of folks that, for one reason or another, could not make it for their individual appointments with Bill on Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. We've got a couple on Wednesday morning and Thursday morning. So if you want to sit down with Bill, print out your portfolio, your IRA, your 401k, your brokerage account, and have him go over your individual positions. He'll probably kick you in the tail a little bit. And unless you've been listening to the show long enough and you've got all of his positions, it's a good opportunity. If you want to sit down for 30 minutes with Bill, it's no charge. You can just sit down with Bill and he'll go over your individual information personally before the seminar on each one of those nights. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
To have that. And that's available.
But they have to talk to you first to make sure they're not crazy. Right?
That's right.
Is that the rule?
I'm the crazy filter, yeah. All right? So, and we've had a few of those, but that's okay. We love our listeners. We've just got to, you know, we've got a few that probably should just come to the seminar. There's some that just want to have pictures taken, and it's a good opportunity.
Which isn't bad. But
no, it's not bad, but that can be done at the seminar. Yeah. And this is really a good opportunity to go over your individual financial needs with with Bill. I mean, that's like being able to sit down with the best heart surgeon in the world if you have heart disease.
Or Clayton Kershaw. Hey, tell me how to throw a curveball.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got an opportunity to sit down face-to-face with a financial money manager that can talk to you about your individual situation. I would take advantage of that if I were you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only a couple of days a year that he's in each city, and that's a good opportunity. So how do they get in touch with us?
GundersonCapital.com or 855-611-2378.
That's it. Hey, you've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This is Stephen Gunderson, the young gun, and Rob Sanford. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.